House Bill 1251 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1251, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Davis.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, this is a companion bill to go along with the statewide voter registration. Because we believe that the petition and referendum system is a system that's fair, that we want to have in the state of South Dakota to allow the people to have their voice, we thought we should have some things to clarify how we validate a name on a petition. And it's a very simple one. I'll give you a suggestion, an example of it. It says there is a rebuttable presumption that a signer of a petition filed pursuant to chapter, and it has several numbers, is not a qualified voter if the signer's name fails to appear on the active voter registration list of the county stated. This simply means if, for instance, Jim Peterson would move from Lincoln County to Minnehaha County, he would sign a petition. If it was, as the petitions come in, the people the petitions were taken out against still are responsible for verifying their signatures. They could say that they did not believe that this was a valid signature. What would then in turn, or if there were 15 Jim Petersons on a petition from District 15 or throughout the petition drive from District 15, and there were only three registered, the petition people could say, the people the petitions were taken could say that is not a valid signature. There are not 15 Jim Petersons in District 15. Then it would be returned to the persons who had circulated the petition, and they would verify. They would go to Jim Peterson, and he would say, no, I'm not registered in Minnehaha County. I am registered in Lincoln County. That would make that an acceptable signature. All we are saying is this should be a fair issue, and there should be a means of questioning in statute what is a legitimate signature on a petition. It's not going to hurt the process at all. And the Secretary of State's office, the Governor's office, and I work together very hard on this bill too, and I'm asking you for your support on both sides of the aisle on this. I will answer any questions. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1251. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1251. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1251.
Representatives McCauley, Tom Hansen, and Dunwald. Representative McCauley. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 3, absent 1, excused 2.
House Bill 1251, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.